Well, the thing in the cemetery said there was no more living children of Hiram, and that was the
That's
whole thing.
It. Mary never owned any of it. Never.
Well, she Hiram and Christiana Rasmussen. And we said, well, we're still Hiram's
children.
Yeah. And so they called Knight up and told him there was a trouble. And the city didn't want to get in trouble. We could have sued them because their attorney did things. So they were willing to placate us. But they called Knight and told him what was on. Well, he said, it was polygamy. They never accepted. We didn't get along. Now, see, that isn't the first generation. It's going down.
Yes,
and when Dad had three brothers and the sister that were half brothers and sisters, and he treated them, as far as we were concerned, just like they were his own full brothers. I never knew till I almost grew up that Uncle Frank was a half brother, or that Aunt Dora was a half sister. They all came to the reunions, and that's another thing. When we had our Belknap reunions, they had so few descendants, according to Adlines, he would, because of the difference in quantity. And so there was trouble and feelings with some of those, even down like Flora.
Flora Dotson.
Dotson.
Yeah.
See, she's down to her, she's not, she's Oliver's daughter, that's right. But anyway, they still had it, so we tried, and we put a lot of articles in, and pictures when the grandpa would, and any wives, you put the both of them on. But
they said, you know, Hiram Belknap still has four living children and Knight Hirst. Yes, I know. Well, they're the ones that I have claim to it. None of you do.
And there wasn't three lots left either. That's what they sold him, was 10 lots. But they didn't have vaults and all this stuff. They didn't have as much room.
Well, Dad cemented all the caskets in. Before they had vaults, none of the
cemented the sides,
so they wouldn't sink. Mm-hmm. Like so many of them walked on.
Well, a lot of them would be wooden caskets too earlier, and they are sinking.
Yeah.
I know Glenn's father's, Omer took care of it when he was here, but I noticed this summer it was sinking again on his father's, and he said Omer thought it was because it was all wooden at that time. They didn't have metal. Stuff.
Well, I think someday that side of the story should be told about how that other side of the family treated the family over the family records and things, how unfair that was.
Yeah, they even sued Della, but Harris wouldn't go. Harris and Vaughn left. Said they get there, she and Marion would give a tangle because Della could tell them off too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Dad's father gave what records he had to Dad. Have you ever heard that story?
No.
Well,
that was when Grandpa was on his deathbed.
And there was a typewritten thing on there.
Oh, okay.
Well, we could have put it on one of his stories.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he told his wife Adeline to go get the stuff and give them to Hiram. And it was just as well. Dad didn't have money then, but he did later, and did 3 months research in the East, courthouses, churches, and stuff. And anyway, he gathered a lot of information, and then he in turn, see, Flora did help him for a little while, but when she got so, well, she just wasn't quite, I don't know, all there, because she used to work. She was a stenographer. She was with Maud West as one of the counselors in the State Mutual. She was active and she'd been on a mission.
Yeah, but she worked for Art Roy's secretary.
Now you're talking about Flora, your half-sister.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Flora, half-sister. I heard she worked for Art Roy. He was an attorney, a very popular one. But he finally let her go because he said she was telling me how to run my business, how I should conduct myself in court. And I thought, I just said I'd let her go.
Well, what he was a criminal lawyer.
Uh-huh.
And he's taking cases of that kind. And you know a good share of them, you're on the opposite side, really truthfully. And so she told him, see, she has upright. You know darn well, see, they're guilty and you're still doing it. And that's when he got rid of her. So Olive talked Jensen into letting her come with him, you know, in his office. Well, she didn't last there long either. Jensen said he couldn't. So Olive started showing Flora how to paint, and she was doing pretty good. But she was going down, and when she heard that Byron was going on a mission to Europe, all of them got to go to Europe besides her. So when he got there, there was Flora right there in the place where Byron had to meet the whoever's in charge. And she beat him there, and that's what she wanted. So she had money to spend if she wanted to. All those years, and then she had that home in Ogden. I believe hers was on Pingree, just whereabouts.
Well,
I don't
she
remember.
She built a home in E Avenue.
Well,
like
yes,
City.
But she took it from money she had here. Mm-hmm. And then when she got money, well, I might as well tell you a little bit. After the funeral, we went back to Madison.
After what funeral?
Dad's funeral.
Okay.
We went back to Madison. And in the meantime, Marion had got different things of Dad's, you know, and put them out on his bed. Well, for a man, there isn't very much to give a lot of ladies, you know, daughters and stuff, because he only had one son living from the other one, because the others were dead. And anyway, there was one suit there that Dad wore because he got so thin. And at that time, my husband was real thin, and he's the only one that would fit. So they gave him a suit. It was an expensive suit because Dad just got suit in price. But anyway, Flora grabbed his overcoat and put it around. Now I got me a man and pranced around.
No, but I was Marion was standing behind Hiram Adolphus, who was attorney, and I was on the other side. I heard him say, "Marion, you take Father's pants, for you are the pants in your family anyway."
She did. Well, anyway, we decided there to get a representative from each family to go together and be the, what do you call them, executors.
Uh-huh.
And that was fine with them.
And who was chosen then?
High was chosen. He was the only boy left in that family. Because Dad only had two boys in that family. The rest were all girls.
Yeah.
Dad's boys come from Mother.
Right.
Anyway, they got him, and Eris was chosen. See, Earl was in Reno or Sparks for that time. Mm-hmm. Earl was. So they chose Eris because he was there. And they picked the right man, I'll tell you.
You betcha.
Anyway, they were to get together the next day and get stuff out of Dad's desk and other things, and they could set it up. And Della was still there, and she had looked for a place. And I stayed
this
with
her. This
was
at 904?
No.
Madison.
2149 Madison. Because Della was staying with Dad, taking care of him. She was still working, but at least she got one good meal a day. And she saw that he was clean. Dad put in a furnace. And because he was old and didn't understand it, if he'd hear, you know, the word turn in and put the coal in, he'd shut it off. It was burning too much coal. And he'd go down and he'd put his whole head in. It's a wonder he didn't get burned. Because, you know, not seeing very good. And the whole top would be black.
Wow.
But anyway, that didn't work smart. And then, so, well, it was about 2 o'clock, wasn't it, Gladys? You and I and Della came back to Madison to spend the night. But before we did, we looked in the desk. She says she knows how Flora can get in it because evidently Flora had pried it so much. So Della did the same. So we looked through the drawers and stuff. But our problem was, we weren't greedy, we weren't jealous. There was documents there, if we'd really picked them up and examined them, we would known what was happening. Because Della had asked Father along before he died, quite a while before, she said, "You know, Father, there is a devil to pay when you go. Why don't you write down exactly what you want, and you won't be here to face anybody?"